Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Sports Radio 1043 The Fan presents The Drive. Here's D-Mac, Tyler, and Nick.
Yeah, I mean, you know, these measurements, you can take so much from them. If it's a glaring issue on film with turnovers, yeah, it's probably an issue. But, you know, I didn't have a lot of fumbles or anything like that, so I just tried to, you know, make a little joke out of it.
There's Joe Burrow about his hand size. Cecil, what are you checking in at? What's your hand size at?
Yeah, it's probably 8 3/4. Like, it's not even 9-inch hands. And I was a quarterback in high school, but the high school ball is much smaller than a college ball or a pro ball. And, you know, I never fumbled in my, you know, Pawnee Jackrabbits career.
Right.
But yeah, hand
legendary
size at right 9 inches. Hey, we played in a state championship.
No, you got 2 inches on D-Mac for sure. 2 inches.
You think I'm a... You think I'm a 6?
Yeah.
You don't think I'm 7?
I'm looking at, hands, and they are abnormally small.
They're in proportion, as is the rest of my body, Tyler. Thank you very much.
Really?
Yes, deplane. All right, Cecil, I think Joe Burrow has cockiness that resembles Baker Mayfield. I think the red flag on the other side is Justin Herbert. He's lacking in it, man. And I think they're two different sides of the coin. Both, to me, are big red flags. What's your perception after hearing them talk today?
I will say this. Tyler Palumbus is incredibly right on what he was saying in the last segment. And why. Matt Ryan didn't participate in the Senior Bowl. Matt Ryan threw a ton of picks at Boston College, and he had a weak arm. That's what he was known for. So he didn't participate at the Senior Bowl, but he threw at the Combine, and there were still questions there, but he still got taken number 3 overall and, you know, has turned into a fine pro, whatever. But Matt Ryan competed. There are already people in the scouting community, not media, because Joe Burrow's the greatest guy ever, and we look at the film. That matters most, okay? That matters most. That is most important. The hand size thing is stupid. But not throwing at the Combine, the optics don't look good, right? Because of past history of guys that, you know, weren't necessarily the strongest arm guy like a Matt Ryan, but chose to compete. And that's what scouts want. It's ridiculous to think, but guys like Arian Foster, you know, beat of a different drummer guys who are usually, like, really, really intelligent, scouts will say, well, how much does he love ball? Well, not saying that people are saying that about Joe Burrow, but there are questions like, hey, you know, I thought you were going to put on a show, right? Don't participate in the Senior Bowl. That's fine. But when you get to the Combine, you're throwing against air. What's Burrow really got to lose, especially because he could leave no doubt with Herbert creeping around that number one pick, creeping into, you know, potentially.
Oh, you want that to happen so bad.
No. I'm just saying.
You would be a genius. I'm not going to lie.
You want that so bad.
There you go.
I'm not saying that I want it. I'm just saying, you know, that what was out there, and I was the one who reported it to you guys on
You can taste
on
that ribeye or filet or whatever
that
it
tastes
is.
Crunches.
I mean, man, oh, man.
It's awesome. But, you know, you could leave no doubt. If you're Burrow, you come out here and you kick Justin Herbert's ass, right? Even though it's the Combine, they're throwing against air. But if you look like you're the man, then there is no more talk.
Dude,
What are you making up here, Cecil?
What are you creating?
Oh.
Are you creating a scenario where the Bengals would just straight up take Justin Herbert over Joey Burrow?
Yeah, and not
no
because
way,
of,
man.
And not because of the Combine. And here's the thing, like, and this is just what's out there. And if I hear it at the Shrine Bowl, by the way, then you know, you have to know Burrow's representation knows this. This isn't made up. This isn't story time with Cecil Lammy. This is the buzz that's out there. So how do you squash it? Burrow's better than Herbert on film. He is. So squash it in person. Yeah, you're not going to have a strong arm.
It doesn't have to happen, Cease.
It does,
I'm surprised you don't get that, but it doesn't have to happen.
Well, and here's the thing. No need for personal insults here, D-Mac.
He's such a jerk.
Seriously.
I don't know what to say. He's going to throw it his pro day. He's going to be the number one pick, and he's going to go to the Cincinnati Bengals. There's nothing else going on here.
Look, Cease, first off.
I mean, Justin Herbert, I want, period. Never mind the first overall pick.
Well, that's another story about Justin Herbert and the maturity questions. He's a little weird. You know, a little odd guy that kind of never left his hometown type of guy.
What does that mean, though? Why is that a concern? What does that mean?
Well,
you're
you know,
kidding,
you,
right?
You
I'm not
that,
kidding.
No, you want
I never left my hometown. I went to see you.
But you're not a quarterback.
I get it.
You're not a quarterback.
Oh my god.
You're not weird.
Such parallels that are just asinine parallels. And you're
not weird.
You choose to play college in your hometown. No longer you can be a leader.
No. The thing is about being kind of that leader in the huddle, a guy that people can rally around. You don't hear that about Herbert behind the scenes. So if we're going to bring up Herbert and the flaws, let's talk about all of it, right? At the end of the day, this means nothing. So yes, D-Mac, you're right. Without insulting me, you're right. This means nothing for Joe Burrow. But to me, to scouts, the optics don't look the greatest. He's still going to be the greatest ever, right? There's nobody better than Joe Burrow. Can I get that out of the way? There's nobody. Now, Chase Young is, Derek Brown is, but they're not quarterbacks. He's going to be the number one pick.
If it makes you feel any better, I will insult D-Mac the rest of the show. So you've got that.
What are your big takeaways from Fangio and Elway?
Can you be more natural as a receiver? That's something that Fangio, I wrote about it today in my combine recap. Like, can you be more natural? He said that. Like, we need Lindsey to be more natural as a pass catcher. And I was like, well, you can be more learned. You can't really be more natural. You either are or you're not. And, you know, with those 53 catches as a junior, Philip Lindsay's already shown that he could be a great receiver, but 35 each of the last 2 years, he needs 50 catches. You know, he needs 60 catches, dare I say 70 or more. Saquon Barkley had 91 under Pat Shurmur 2 years ago. So, you know, that was interesting to me. The whole Flacco thing, just get it out the way, right? Let's get this thing going and get a real backup quarterback for Drew Lock in here.
Do you read anything into the fact that both Elway and Fangio emphasized the depth of the wide receiver class?
Yeah, I do, actually. I read into the fact how they kind of went back to it, even unprompted at times with Elway at both the podium and in the private interview. Like, wide receiver is heavy on their mind. So even though I asked Vic Fangio about it at Pat Shurmur's press conference, he's like, we look at every position the same. Nah, you don't. And they kind of tipped their hand a little bit today that wide receiver is something weighing heavily on what they're considering at 15.
So, Cecil, when it comes to offensive line play, what direction should the Broncos go with? Should it be trying to address issues with the draft or looking for more veteran leadership with the free agency?
I think free agent dollars are spent on defense. I think it almost has to be. So you look at this draft, and you've got a couple of rounds before things dry up. Not really at the center position or even really the guard position. There's a couple of names and maybe some late-round guys who have been banged up. But at tackle, certainly, you've got two rounds where you can make a decision. Maybe you go Henry Ruggs at 15, and you go Josh Jones in the second round, because that's where he's going to go, by the way. All these people getting crazy about Josh Jones, it's ridiculous. But the point is, like, I think the free agent dollars are going to be largely spent on defense, and as D-Mac has said on these airwaves, first, it's about building the offense through the draft.
Yes. Thank you, Cecil. All right, pal. How was dinner last night?
Dinner was awesome. Dinner was fantastic. I even brought up I brought you up.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Because
they're like, "What? Where's D-Mac to be the rabble rouser here?" And
yeah.
I asked Kliss to his face. I was like, "You and Nikki get along, right?" Because that's what D-Mac was asking me about, and we had a great laugh about it. And of course, they get along.
So. Uh huh.
Yeah. Did he answer the question? I know he laughed, but did he answer the question?
Well, now we're getting into
details. By the way,
I'm looking at a nightmare mock right now. Nightmare mock. Broncos drop back and pick up C.J. Henderson, cornerback from Florida at 22.
And who has that mock?
CBS Sports.
Oh, okay. I know you took issue with Chad Ryder. My man, Chad Ryder from NFL.com.
Yeah,
his latest
really. I mean, I'm not saying that couldn't be right, but boy, what a nightmare that was.
Stay tuned. I think Chad's going to stop by. I'm doing a roundtable tonight, so I've got a big show planned.
Since I'm making friends, tell him how ridiculous I thought his
I will. I will do that. Chad Ryder from NFL Network supposed to stop by. Alexis Perry from Broncos TV supposed to stop by. So a big show coming up tonight at 7 p.m.
Sounds great. Cecil Lammy.
Cecil Lammy, presented by Golden Oak Lending.
We'll get into the big takeaways from Elway and Fangio. That's with Football at 4 next.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank.
banking for good.